if a girl is named Martha and her mother is named Martha, then you'd say the girl was named
for mother. I guess she would.
Well, when you were a child, did your grandparents ever punish you?
Not very often, I guess not often enough. But they always had me believing they would do it.
What would they tell you they were going to do?
They say they'd switch me or something, you know.
Well, what else, you know, what, is there any other way of saying that besides switch?
Well, I don't know, they would say they'd spank you or something. I can remember an instance, one of these peach trees I told you about, you know, they was one pretty close to the yard, and probably almost any yard, and there's mockingbird nest. And I'd see the old bird carrying stuff there, and hear him chirping. It wasn't high, you know. And I could almost see them, they'd all open their mouth, and that bird would give it to one and go hunting for another. And so it occurred to me that I just like to look at them, and so I climb up the tree. It was pretty easy, just a little fella, and the old bird, you know, was around just fluttering and squawking and fighting and doing everything, and the old grandmother happened to hear the noise, or maybe looked out, asked me, and she seen me. She just went all to pieces, you know, and told me, said, "Why, you'll fall out and break your arm, and you mustn't rob that bird nest or something." But I didn't have any idea of barring them. I thought maybe if it had their mouths open, you know, and maybe I'll take a little breadcrumbs or something and feed them. I just thought that. And she come out, you know, and kind of halfway hit me out of the tree. And this peach tree, that was big long sprouts growed out, and it nothing but just the leaves. And she's just split off one and skinned the leaves off, you know, and I think she had whacked me a time or two and said, "You get in that house and don't you never come out about the tree again." And I reckon that was a pretty good idea, but I didn't have an idea. She didn't think it would be right for me to destroy the little birds, you know. But I didn't aim to hurt them, but the old mockingbird was just raised and saying, you know. And she's afraid I'd climbing up the tree, and so I never bothered any more birds after that, but that was about the nearest punishment I think I ever had. And I always kind of feared the old granddaddy. He wouldn't talk rough or nothing to me, you know, but I could just tell maybe that wouldn't be the best to do something that he told me not to. And I guess they didn't punish me quite enough. But I know I'd be upset when the wife would spank the kid or something, you know, and tell her that she's maybe sick, and she didn't go for that much, but she never hurt him, and it didn't be too long before she had him up again.